Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Until Then, and in part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Lord is My Light, from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember that a heartache here is but a stepping stone. But along the path that's always winding upward, oh, the soul-troubled world is not my final home. But until things of earth will only dim and lose their value if we recall they're only borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause this heart to tremble,
what God has promised. Because see, today, the Bible says all men are liars and only God is true. So then suddenly Jesus spoke and he says, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Oh, I pray they recognize the voice. We need to recognize the voice of God. Well, I haven't heard any voices. Oh, He's speaking every day. He's speaking to you through the Word. But you know what? When you mute Him by keeping it all shut, you can't hear Him. You need to open the Word and receive what God has for you today. Jesus simply said, "It is I." Amen. Can you imagine that? Meaning, He was saying, when He said, "It is I," you said, "That's a nice biblical term." Now, what He was saying is this. He says, "Hey, He was there. I'm here. It's me. It's me, Jesus." Hallelujah. I wonder if the church would recognize Jesus if He walked in the door. Well, let me tell you, He's not going to walk in the door because He's already here. We need to recognize His power. We need to recognize His grace. We need to recognize His righteousness. We need to recognize His voice as He is speaking to us in the pages of His Word and start obeying this God whom we say that we loved. Amen. So when Jesus said, "I am," and that was another phrase that He used, He is saying simply this. He's saying, "I'm always there." There's never a time that He's not there. Jesus knew right when they were at the right place of need in their life, and here He comes. You know, He knows every need that you've got today. He knows every struggle that you're going through. He knows exactly where you're at in your life. He knows today the healing that you need, the encouragement that you need, the direction that you need. He knows every need that you've got. But you've got to learn today to realize and come to the place today of stop being filled with fear and start being filled with faith and saying, "I know my God can supply my need." Amen. I know my God has never failed me. I know my God is always there. So Jesus was saying, "I'm not a legend. I'm not a ghost. I'm not a myth." He's saying, "I am Jesus, the Son of God." Jesus was saying, "I am the life that will bring you to life more abundantly." For He said in John 10:10, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." He was saying, "I am the conqueror of death, hell, and the grave." Amen. Listen, He was saying, "I am the light of the world." And today He's invested that light and put it in us. And now we become light bearers. We are mirroring today the grace and the goodness of our God. He is saying that "I am the answer that you need in the storm that you're going through." I'm glad that our God is still real today, and I'm glad today that our God is still alive. The world may today say that He is dead. I listen to some of the garbage that people put on the internet and some of the things that they posted on billboards and buses and declaring that there is no God. Well, let me tell you what, just go ahead and die and just see how real He really is. He is God and He is still alive. And nothing is going to change that. It doesn't make any difference what the liberals, the nuts and the fruits and everything else that are saying today about God. It does not change the fact that He is still God. For the Word says, "In the beginning, God," and that has not changed. If He was God in the beginning, He's still God today. And He said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." He said, "There's none my equal. There's none like it unto me. There's none that can do for you what I can do for you." Amen. Oh, church, let me tell you today, this is our God. And when the world says there is no God, they spit in His face and they walk over His Word and they burn His Word and they disrespect His Word. I want you to know today, it does not change the fact He's still God. Amen. Praise God. He's real. He's alive. He is a gentle shepherd. He's Emmanuel, who is God with us. He is the bread of life and He's the living water. He today is the fountain that is filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood and lose all their guilty stains. He is the Savior of the world today. He is the King. He is the Messiah. He is the Deliverer. He is the Redeemer today who is faithful and true. He's the one that died that we can live today. Our God is a water walking, thank God, wind calming Jesus that can do the miracles that are needed in your life if you'll reach out by faith and trust Him for what He'll do. Amen. Praise God. Our God. The question is, for you and I today, are we aware of Him, or are we asphyxiated on the storm? Are we aware that He is with us, Do you recognize His presence in the midst of the problems? Are you so consumed with what you're in that you fail to see Jesus? Are you living in worry or are you living in faith? Because you're living in one or the other. You can't live in both. So it is in the unlikely places. Nudge your neighbor and say, unlikely places. You can encounter the presence of God. Unlikely places. The unusual places. Oh, I don't like life in the usual. I like life in the unusual. I like the life that God gives us in a position that He can do unlikely things. Oh, we try to program my life just, you know, the God, I'm going to do this and the Lord is going to move here and the God. You can't calculate God. You've got to get in the unlikely places of what He's going to do. And you just stand still, as Moses said, and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can see Him parting the seas of life. Hallelujah. You can see Him moving the mountains. You can see Him calming the ferocious animals that we face that is called Satan, that he's come about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I'm glad at Calvary, bam, Jesus knocked his teeth out. Amen. Amen. This is the God whom we serve. That He likes to move in unlikely places. The unlikely places today of encounter. You know, David experienced those places. He experienced the unlikely places of God when he stood before Goliath. The deck was stacked against him, man. He was a dead loser as far as the Philistines were concerned. But he stands up there and says, Hey, big boy, the battle is the Lord's, amen. Hallelujah. And he won. The unlikely places today that the Hebrews were bound, cast in a fire that was heated 7 times hotter than before. And the only thing that got burnt off of them was what had them bound. And the king said, did we not cast 3 men into this burning fire furnace? Oh, yes, king. Well, tell me why I see 4. And why is the 4th likened unto the Son of God? Oh, good God. Oh, an unlikely place for God to do something that is typically unlikely that the world can't understand. See, that's that same God that's right here today. That's going to be at this altar when you come to Him today to do something that maybe is beyond where you're at. And today He wants to draw you into this thing that He wants your faith to become sight. To do something that you didn't really know that God could do. Or maybe you didn't even expect God to do, but that's the way God works. How about Daniel went to the lion's den, an unlikely place. I mean, bless God. I mean, he was just nothing but fresh meat for the lions, bone-crushing teeth. I mean, bless God, they'd snap him up, tear him apart in a heartbeat. But what happened? The dude got the best night's sleep he'd ever gotten in his life. Amen. He slept through the night because God was with him. And he walked out of the lion's den. You know, it's in those places you see through faith and not flesh. Amen. Your desert place, your barren place, those places that are parched in your life that you're going through today, those fearful places can be transformed into a place of grace by the power of Jesus' name. For His grace is sufficient. And if you've lost all hope, let Him become the cornerstone of your hope today. Hallelujah. We have today a promise with hope attached to it. You can hope in Him today. He'll never fail you. That hope was promised when God, and what He said in Genesis 3:15, and basically what He said, to paraphrase it, He said, Satan's head's going to be crushed. Amen. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He used an unlikely place to win an absolute battle.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.